Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, George Case. Batting second. The second baseman, Jack Conway. Batting third. The first baseman, Les Fleming. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Pat Sierrett. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Felix Macchioz. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Don Ross. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Red Embry. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Red Embry. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Thurman Tucker. Batting second. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting third. The first baseman, Joe Quell. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Whitey Platt. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Don Callaway. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Cass Michaels. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ed Fernandez. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Eddie Lopat. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Eddie Lopat. And now, play ball. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jack Conway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conway hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lopat fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Macchioz. Moses reaches second base with a double. Tucker moves to third. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling takes first base on ball four. Whitey Platt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Platt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Pat Sierra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sierra hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Callaway settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Felix Macchioz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Macchioz hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels strikes out. Two outs. Ed Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez takes first base on ball four. Eddie Lopat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopat strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ross moves to second. Red Embree is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Embree bunts for an out with unknown description. Ross moves to third. Hegan moves to second. One out. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Case takes first base on ball 4. Jack Conway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conway is 0-for-1 in the game. Conway hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ross scores. Hegan scores. Case moves to second. It's 2-0, Indians. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 0-for-1 in the game. Fleming hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Case moves to third. Conway moves to second. Pat Sierra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sierra is 0-for-1 in the game. Sierra hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lopat fields it, throws to the plate for 1, and over to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tucker strikes out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Moses hits a fly ball into right field. CRS settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0-for-1 in the game. QL hits a pop-up towards third. Ross settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-1 in the game. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Felix Macioas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Macioas is 0-for-1 in the game. Macioas hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ross hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ross for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Appling hits a fly ball into right field. CRS settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Whitey Platt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Platt is 0-for-1 in the game. Platt hits a fly ball into center field. Macioas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0-for-1 in the game. Callaway strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hegan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Red Embree is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Embree is 0-for-0 in the game. Embree hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Lopat. Embree moves to second. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Case hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moses. Case reaches second base with a double. Embree moves to third. Jack Conway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conway is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Conway hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Embree scores. Case scores. It's 4-0, Indians. Frank Papish now pitching. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fleming hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Michael settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Sierra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sierra is 0-for-2 in the game. Sierra hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0-for-1 in the game. Michaels hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ed Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Fernandez hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Papish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Papish hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Michaels moves to second. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tucker hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Michaels moves to third. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Moses hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Michaels scores. Tucker moves to second. It's 4-1, Indians. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0-for-2 in the game. QL hits a fly ball into center field. Macchioas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-2 in the game. Boudreau hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Felix Macchioas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Macchioas is 0-for-2 in the game. Macchioas strikes out. Two outs. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ross takes first base on ball 4. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Hegan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Whitey Platt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Platt is 0-for-2 in the game. Platt hits a fly ball into right field. Sierra settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0 for 2 in the game. Callaway takes first base on ball 4. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Michaels strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Red Embry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Embry is 0 for 1 in the game. Embry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Case hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tucker. Case reaches second base with a double. Jack Conway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conway is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got 4 RBIs. Conway hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Case scores. It's 5-1, Indians. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Fleming hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Conway moves to third. Pat Sierra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sierra is 0 for 3 in the game. Sierra strikes out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 3 in the game. Boudreau hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Fernandez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank Whitman pinch runs for Ed Fernandez. Bob Kennedy pinch hits for Frank Papish. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy takes first base on ball 4. Whitman moves to second. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Tucker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Whitman scores. Kennedy moves to second. It's 5-2, Indians. Joe Krakowski is now pitching. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Moses hits a fly ball into right field. Sierra settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Jordan pinch hits for Joe QL. Tom Jordan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jordan strikes out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Appling hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Macias. Appling reaches second base with a double. Kennedy scores. Tucker goes all the way around to score. It's 5-4, Indians. Whitey Platt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Platt is 0 for 3 in the game. Platt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Conway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 4. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trosky now playing first base. Mike Tresh now catching. Ralph Hamner now pitching. Felix Macias is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Macias is 0 for 3 in the game. Macias hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. one out. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ross hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Hegan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Callaway hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That's a pickoff. One out. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Michaels takes first base on ball 4. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Michaels moves to second. Guy Curtwright pinch hits for Ralph Hamner. Guy Curtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Curtwright takes first base on ball 4. Michaels moves to third. Tresh moves to second. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Tucker hits a fly ball into left field. Case settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Conway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 4. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Caldwell now pitching. Joe Krakauskas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krakauskas hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Caldwell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single, two doubles, and a walk. Case hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Conway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conway is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. He's got five RBIs. Conway hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Fleming takes first base on ball 4. Conway moves to second. Pat Sierra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sierra is 0-for-4 in the game. Sierra hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Callaway settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Leo Wells pinch hits for Hal Trosky. Leo Wells is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wells takes first base on ball 4. Steve Gromek now pitching. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Appling bunts for an out with unknown description. Wells moves to second. One out. Whitey Platt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Platt is 0-for-4 in the game. Platt strikes out. Two outs. Taffy Wright pinch hits for Don Callaway. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Wright hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wells scores. It's Indians, 5, White Sox, 5. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 5, and Cleveland Indians, 5. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.